This is the Arts Connection on 90.7 News on Arts and Culture throughout Central Florida. Hi, I'm Becky Morgan. Thanks for listening. This hour is mostly devoted to season previews. This series takes a look at what's being planned by arts groups across Central Florida. By the time it's done, we hope to have talked to close to 60 groups, not only in Orlando, but the outlying areas as well, Brevard County, Volusia, Flagler, Lake County, and Polk County. This week, we'll be looking at Orlando Ballet and their new season that opens this weekend, as well as some other companies already in production. The Ice House Theater in Mount Dora, the Bay Street Players in Eustis, the concert series offered by St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Oviedo, and Theater Downtown. I hope you can stay with us throughout this hour. We'll also be taking a look at cracker music. This is also our membership time here at 90.7. It's the first membership campaign of our fiscal year, which is a very important one. We sort of wipe the slate clean and look ahead to plan the budget for 06 and 07. Just as the arts groups are planning their season, 90.7 is working on a fine season of news and information, music, and entertaining programs like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Car Talk, and much more. Those programs couldn't be on the air without your support, so we hope you'll consider making a pledge to support not only the Arts Connection, but all the fine programs on 90.7. It's easy to make a pledge. Call 1-800-785-2020.
You've heard her music on Grey's Anatomy. Now you can enjoy the singer that critics call soulful and sassy. KT Tunstall's debut album is Eye to the Telescope, and you can choose it as your thank you gift when you support 90.7 at the $95 level. Her music blends rootsy sass with an after-hours atmosphere. KT Tunstall's Eye to the Telescope can be yours with a pledge of $95. Call now at 1-800-785-2020 or pledge online at WMFE.org.
This is, as I can see, a boom town, and we're going to have a boom town ballet.
Bruce Marks is the new artistic director at Orlando Ballet, and he does have his sights set on taking this company to a new level. When Orlando Ballet was struggling with the illness of Fernando Bohonas last fall, Bruce Marks stepped in to teach a class, and, as he said, he lost his heart. When Bohonas succumbed to cancer, Orlando Ballet asked Bruce Marks to serve as interim director, and by the end of the season, he had signed a 3-year contract. So now, as he begins his first full season with the company, Bruce Marks talks about the new Orlando Ballet.
I know every product, every manufacturer says new and improved. And it's hard to say that about the arts, but certainly it is a new ballet company that we have here. In every sense of the word, Fernando's passing has changed the shape of this company. It was very uncertain as to what would happen to the company 7 or 8 months ago, and it is no longer uncertain. I have signed a 3-year contract here and plan to see this company to national status. Sounds sort of ambitious, doesn't it? But that's what I did with my other two companies, Ballet West in Salt Lake City and Boston Ballet in Massachusetts. By the time I left, they were both national companies, and I'm very proud of that and all the fine work that was done by so many people to get them there. And when we say the new Orlando Ballet, new people, new programs, new point of view, as always with a new director, and a renewed energy and spirit to really make Fernando Bohonas's dream come true here. That's why I'm here. I know that he wanted a national company and was well on his way to creating one when he left us. So that's what this season means to me.
In order to achieve that national status, Bruce believes in having international standards and bringing in leading choreographers, coaches, and teachers. He also wants to raise the number of performances. He's added a fourth production here in Orlando, but another major development is that the ballet has become the resident company of the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center.
We've already established our school at the Patel Conservatory in Tampa. We now have over 120 students there, quadrupling the enrollment in the first year, much to everyone, including our surprise. The tremendous work that Peter Stark has done with the school is known all over the country. This is one of America's great ballet schools. When I got here last January and saw the youngsters doing their solos, I was tremendously impressed.
Orlando Ballet will take the Nutcracker and Swan Lake to Tampa Bay. Next year, they'll do three productions, and by the 2008-09 season, they will be staging four shows in Tampa.
To be a credible, growing artistic ballet company, we need about at least 80 performances a year, and we're doing about 30 now. So by doubling that number immediately in Tampa, and then going east a little, maybe to the other coast, and providing a full series there, we get up to near our 80 performances, which is really what we need and what I'm counting on to bring artistic growth to the company.
The season in Orlando begins this weekend with the Shakespearean comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream. But to open the evening, the company will give us a taste of what's to come later in the season. Their curtain raiser this weekend is a piece by George Balanchine.
This is our Balanchine year. This company has done very little Balanchine, never a full evening of his work. So in deciding not only to present a full evening, I wanted a short curtain raiser, an opener that would be lively and show the technique of this company. And I chose a ballet I've danced called Allegro Brilliant, which is to Tchaikovsky's Third Piano Concerto, to open the evening. It's for 10 dancers. And it's just, Mr. Balanchine said about it, I put everything I know about ballet into this 13 minutes.
Allegro Brilliant opens the program, which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And after Balanchine, the choreography of Bruce Wells will bring Felix Mendelssohn's music to life.
It is tremendous fun. There aren't too many ballets you can laugh at. This one certainly has a lot of real belly laughs in it. Bruce tells the story so well. All the characters are so clear. The transformation of Bottom into the donkey is just lots of fun. And of course, Titania falling in love with this strange-looking creature. It has lots of children in it. To close the ballet, it's just starlight. It's just a magical, magical evening.
There are three performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 at the Bob Carr. Plus, there's a matinee on Saturday designed for families with young children. This new family series features a shortened performance with narration and educational activities in the lobby. For the rest of Orlando Ballet season, Bruce Marx will revive Fernando Bohonas' setting of Spartacus, introduce Orlando audiences to the genius of George Balanchine, and he'll close with a major opera house production of Swan Lake. The company will also present two gala performances, one celebrating the life of Fernando Bohonas in November, and in April they will mark the 25th anniversary of Orlando Ballet School. And of course, what would a ballet season be without the Nutcracker? Orlando Ballet brings the classic holiday favorite to a new venue, the Osceola Center for the Arts, as well as the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. For ticket information, call 407-839-3900 or visit Ticketmaster.com. For most every year of their history, the Winter Park Playhouse has produced I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. But they decided to take a year off from it. They did find a show that's rather similar in structure, and it takes a contemporary look at the typical, or not-so-typical, American family. It's the musical Are We There Yet?, and it opens this weekend at the Winter Park Playhouse. Roy Allen.
It's very much in the same structure as I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Same kind of vignettes, same kind of funny really well-written scenes that everyone can relate to, but it deals with the family, not necessarily with just relationships and dating. It deals with the family. After the relationships and the dating are over with, what comes after that? And some very, very funny material. It's interesting that the way they've structured the show, the beginning of the show, they're in the car, and the kids are in the back seat. Are we there yet? And it's all about that. And then it gets to the second act, the end of the second act, and the kids are in the front seat driving the parents to their condo because they're moving out of their home of 50 years and moving to a condo in Fort Lauderdale. And it's all about the, well, are we there yet? Not necessarily meaning just have we made it to our destination, but have we made it in life?
The Winter Park Playhouse will present the Central Florida premiere of Are We There Yet? Performance times are Fridays at 7:30 and Saturdays at 2 and 7:30. It runs through November 4th.
Learn more about arts and culture in Central Florida online at WMFE.org. Follow the links to the Arts Connection for calendar listings, audition notices, web links, and archived audio. It's all online at the Arts Connection page of WMFE.org.